My name's Jonathan McNeil, and my Ruby name is Ilisa Plymouth. And the Ruby Girls actually started performing for one another in the late 1980s in living rooms and attics and whatnot, just for fun, just for each other. And they started inviting friends over to, you know, watch these performances, and it was very impromptu and very kind of loose. But things progressed, and these kind of parties got bigger and bigger, and so much so that people were kind of clamoring even out on the front porch, looking in windows to see what was happening inside. And eventually, bars and other venues realized that there was maybe some money to be made, and asked the girls to do a show. And they decided that if they were going to do that, that money would be changing the game. So if they were going to do it for, quote, profit, then the money should go to a charity.
So that's how your name was born out of those early years?
Yeah, I'm Brent Johnson, owner of Square One Salon and Spa, a Ruby Girl, and India Summer. Ruby came from Rubicon Street over in the Fairground neighborhood by the University of Dayton. A lot of us went to college around the same time at Sinclair, Wright State, and University of Dayton, and we all lived in this really inexpensive three-bedroom, one-bathroom, two-story house that had a perfect area for a little show every now and then.
These are definitely a group of funny, creative guys, and what started with bed sheets and lampshades and just whatever was around the house, people started to introduce new elements as it kind of grew bigger and bigger, and somebody went out and actually bought a dress and started buying more and more pieces and wigs and heels and more makeup and started to make it kind of bigger and grander, and each step of the way just kind of adding more comedic elements to the mix.
Let's talk a little bit about your charity work, because you've actually done quite a bit of fundraising.
I think that transition came somewhere in like the mid-90s, where one of the original benefits was for like the gay bowling league or the gay swimming team going to the gay Olympics, those kinds of things. But it started to become too big. Everyone in town was asking us for benefits to do shows for different charities and organizations. And though we're really civic-minded guys and we'd really like to help out each step of the way, it just became too much.
It became too much in that we all have full-time responsibilities both to our families and to our jobs. And though we would love to raise money for everyone that needs it, there's just no physical way we can do that. And quite frankly, it takes an emotional toll on you. You know, it's an addition to your regular life, and it's hard to find time to rehearse and to get everything together. And to get 8 people or 12 people together to rehearse a show is very challenging.
It is, because we always try to be bringing new elements to the show, whether it's political or commenting on pop culture, or, you know, just kind of bringing really headlines into the show is something that we like to do. So we have to keep it fresh and funny.
And another challenge, too, is not just the time or the mental challenge of it, but quite frankly, we're all in our 40s. What was not a challenge in our 20s, rolling around on stage and doing these crazy antics and trudging around in heels for 5 hours, is physically draining, exhausting. It hurts, you know, it's like a 4-day recovery. And, you know, we've thrown out backs, necks. I think we've had cracked ribs. I've had a broken foot personally. I mean, we have sacrificed people.
Let's compare what you do in a comedic way with the seriousness of what you're working for when you're fundraising for HIV.
You know, the whole point of the Ruby Girls and having fun is to catch the attention of the people. And once you have their attention, it's like, what do you have to say? And, you know, we're distracting you with a lot of fun, but we're here to raise money for a really important cause. You know, HIV is still out there. People are still having unprotected sex. People still think it's a disease you can get away from. And it affects everyone. And it's something that we truly believe in changing.
We don't take the drag seriously. We take the having a good time seriously, and
exactly,
and the fundraising and things that we can do in the community seriously. So that element of it is all fun for us. It's just being able to put on that mask and that other persona for a little while, and it's about having a good time.
Jonathan McNeil and Brent Johnson of the Ruby Girls, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.